Now, this is a rather long outline, 30 pages or so. So, of course, I'm not going to be standing up here and reading it to you as though if you think that I want to present the paper. I do want to use the outline that I have for you in the materials, though, as the basic structure for how I want to present the comments on ethical considerations in representing nonprofits. And in doing this, I am mindful of a couple of things. And one is that in the practice of nonprofits, you can't really say that you are just a nonprofit state lawyer or that you are just a tax-exempt organization specialist. Really, if you're going to represent the nonprofit client, you need to have a broad base of knowledge. You need to be able to represent them on all matters of state and federal law, both tax and non-tax. And that means that there are some ethical considerations, some professional responsibility matters that will pertain to you, nonprofit lawyer or nonprofit CPA representative, that wouldn't necessarily apply to everyone who represents other clients. And there are two sources of law that this outline focuses on, that I will focus on in this morning's presentation. One is obvious, and that is the Texas disciplinary rules of professional conduct. We have to address that body of law because that, after all, sets forth the minimum standards governing representation of nonprofits or any other clients by lawyers.